But then we did something else. We took the Barefoot Spirit book and we turned it into an audio book. We found that our audience in conventions as well as the university were coming in wearing headphones. And we asked them what they were listening to. They were listening to self-improvement tapes.
And podcasts.
And podcasts,
like
yes.
Yours.
And we said, in order to reach more people, which really has been our goal, to share our experiences, because we've been through the landmine, so you don't have to get blown up like we were. If you want to be an entrepreneur and start a business, you can learn a lot of lessons that we learned the hard way. And in order to get to more people, we said we have to put it in an audiobook.
But we didn't want to put it in any audiobook. We went out and we bought the top 10 audiobooks that were for sale on Audible. And they had seemed to have the monopoly on audiobooks. And so we listened to them and they were great. Every one of them was fantastic. But they were all read to you. They were all, you know, narrated. So one day we were driving across the Nevada desert and here comes Prairie Home Companion on PBS. And it's Guy Noir, Private Eye, a 1945 style radio theater,
yes.
You know, with actors and actresses and sound effects and music. And we thought, mm-hmm. This is a fantastic way to communicate through audio, which is an audio play, you know, like we had in the 1940s before television, right? And so, and especially considering the fact that it's entirely mobile, you're not, you know, tethered to a screen. You're not tethered to a page. You know, you are jogging, you're driving, you're cooking pasta, you're vacuuming your floor, and you're listening to a story that is taking you on an adventure and you're learning from it. And you can put it down anytime you want. You can pick it up anytime you want. So we thought, let's do it this way. So we started asking around and we got hooked up with some friends in Hollywood who are actually produce movies. And they have actors and actresses, you know, like
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner plays the part of the snarky supermarket buyer that throws Barefoot out because
that's great.
But you see, that is a fun approach to a business book. That's a new and fun approach. And for people that are like 24 to say 44, they really appreciate audiobooks. It's like one of the fastest growing medians out there. So we were very fortunate to win the top 5 business audiobook of the year from the Audiobook Producers Association,
Publishers
Association for 2020.
Well, that's great. I mean, probably because it was so unique.
That's what they said. They said they never heard nonfiction like this.
And it was self-published. Mm-hmm. And this is this award ceremony is put on by all the audiobook publishers.
And, who are the big boys?
I talked to one of the judges, and she said she was flabbergasted that a self-published audiobook had actually made it to the finals.
Well, yeah. So well, it sounds like you put the work into it, and you were creative and unconventional. I'm loving this because you're giving a lot of unconventional tips here to our listeners, and hopefully helping them think of things they've never thought of doing before.
Well, I told you we were outsiders, so I mean, we've never written a book before, we've never done an audio book before, we never did a wine business before. So
far, so good.
Yes.
Seems to be working out well for you.
We approach it differently.
So what's your real motivation behind all this? Because you sold the number one wine company. You don't need the money. You don't need the exposure. And yet you're writing all these articles. You're publishing these books. You're going to all this work to get this word out there. Why are you doing all this?
Well, we like to help others.
Yeah, we do. And we want to keep this working, you know.
Yeah. And it's really interesting for us to meet people who are who have great stories and to hear their story. Because we already know what our story is. You know, we've told it a million times. But we're interested in their story because we learn so much and we have so much in common with them. And we can say, yes, I know exactly how you felt at that juncture. I know about this challenge that you had. How did you solve it? And they solved it in a different way than we did, and we learned from it. So yes, we're motivated by, you know, helping others and educating ourselves and, you know, staying on top of the entrepreneurial education industry.
Yes, and that's why we're now offering business audio theater to other founders so they can preserve their legacy, so they can put down in an audio form the principles that they use that created the success that they're having.
That's part of the same motivation I feel is there are so many experienced entrepreneurs out there and they have this amazing career and then they retire and then they die and all that knowledge is lost unless they record it somewhere.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And we don't want that lost. It's hard-earned lessons and we wanted to preserve ours, which we did, and now we want to preserve yours.
Yeah. But basically, you know, this COVID business has really taught us all a lesson. You know, we sent everybody home and we said, okay, here you go. You're going into the 21st century, like it or not. You're going to be on a screen now. You're not going to drive to work. You'll be working on a keyboard. Now, we want you to stay loyal to the company and we want you to be excited about the company and we want you to practice our company culture. Very tough order. It's a very tough order, you know, with the baby screaming over here, the dog is barking over there, the mailman is at the door, and she's trying to conduct her work. And the kids are trying to learn offline in the bedroom. What's to stop her when the COVID is over from saying, you know what, I really got to stay home. You know, I've had a taste of it and I've this freedom and I got to have it. I got to work from home. So what am I bid? Who's going to hire me to work for home for you? And so now you're going to start losing employees just because you want to bring them back to the office after COVID's gone. So how do you engage employees and make them loyal? We think it's by telling them your story. We think that they can identify with you and pull for you and say, wow, I sure hope Josh makes it through this next hurdle, right? And that's what we got to do is create engagement and loyalty in an off-premise workforce. It's a tall order.
I love it. So do you have any more books planned for the future?
Well, we're talking to several clients that are interested in business audio theater. And that will be what we're doing in the future is we'll be telling someone else's story and relaying their principles in story form, in audio.
That's great. But for yourself, do you think you'll write any more yourself, any other books?
Well, we write articles every week and also in the business journals, they pick it up. They for 3-4 years now, every month, they print one of our articles and other magazines as well. So yes, we continue to write, but those are articles, not books.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose, you know, we've written thousands of articles and we can, you know, curate them in a number of different fashions to create new books on demand. So the beauty of it is you get to be, you know, as experienced as we are, you know, which is writing, really writing every week, you know, 600 words twice, that's 1,200 words a week for 10 years. You know, that's a lot of weeks and a lot of articles. it's so much fun for us to analyze current events in terms of classic principles so that people can start to see some continuity in life instead of just, you know, chaos. So
not a fad, but a classic.
Yeah.
Classic way of doing business.
It's not retro. It's like the Roman Empire is not retro. It's classic.
Right. Well, what I would love to read from the two of you is if you ever write a book for this audience that you're talking about with the legacy and you write a book for them, explaining to them why they need to record all their lessons and how to do it. If you ever write that book, I would love to read that and I'd love to spread that around. There are a lot of people who need that message.
It's there.
We did it.
Oh, you did it. Where's that?
Yeah, it's 21st century book form. It's a website with articles and endorsements and interviews,
podcasts.
And it's Business Audio Theater. I got barefoot on the brain. BusinessAudioTheater.com. And if your listeners go there, they will see, you know, the thinking behind Business Audio Theater and why it is, we think, the next big thing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And you don't need a book already written to create an audio book. Mm-hmm. We have our author, Rick Cushman, and others that can listen to your stories and create a story in the form of an audiobook dialogue. And then we can use our actors in Hollywood and give you a fabulous production.
Awesome. Well, I hope we can send some people your way with this podcast.
That would be lovely.
Bonnie and Michael, thank you so much for being with us here today. Where's the best place for people to find you? Is it the Business Audio Theater, or is there another website that would be better for people to go to first?
Well, they can go to www.thebarefootspirit.com, which is the name of the book, The Barefoot Spirit. And once they're there, they'll find links that will take them to all of our other sites. So it's a real library. When they go there, they'll be entering a library. It's the kind of place that if you're serious, you could spend a month there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you so much, Michael, for sharing your story and telling us about your journey to becoming authors. This has really been fascinating. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. It's been fun. See you, Josh.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star rating review and tell your friends to subscribe too. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. And if you're an entrepreneur interested in writing and publishing a nonfiction book to grow your business and make an impact, visit publishedauthor.com for show notes for this podcast and other free resources.